D4, entertainment inserts. The last word is about entertainment as well as news, current affairs, sport and all its other elements. Comedy has always had its place in the schedule and has become stronger and funnier over the last year as John Colleary has developed further his satirical take on the issues of the day. His Last Order sketch, which features each Thursday, has become a valued part of the programme as John has extended his range of characters and targets. We present six of our favourite sketches for the year, starting with the plans for a giant casino complex near Boris and Tipperary, promoted by the independent TD, Michael Lowry.
How's it going there? Wasn't I driving through a field there in Tipperary? And what did I see in front of me? Only a giant roulette wheel. Holy God, I thought to myself, what's this? At the early age of 38, me mother said, go south. Get up, says she, and win a few bob, we're living from hand to mouth. I pulled on me Wellingtons, got ready for the trip. I took a wrong turn at Punchestown and ended up in Tip. Once this quiet pasture was the greenest in the world, where people came to talk to sheep or maybe swing a hurl. You could sit in a rock and stare at the sky hanging round in a no-string vest. But soon you'll have to be loaded as well as looking your best. There came a man from North Tip, Michael Lowry was his name. Anything wrong that was going on, he was never to blame. Begad, says Mick, this downturn is kinda short on crack. It's time the punters had a chance to win some money back. From Gowran Park to Monaco, Barack to David Norris. I never thought I'd see the day that built a casino out in Boris, what? Here we go. Himself and Dr. Quirky sure they had to work real fast. They got the planning permission to make beauty a thing of the past. The residents were petrified at the thought of marauding yobs. Never mind that, said Lowry, we'll create 1,000 jobs. So hey, there's gonna be crack here, the like you've never seen. We're the talk of Atlantic City, Vegas and Ballyporeen. We'll have our own economy, won't care about the crash. It'll be like the 1970s, there'll be envelopes full of cash, lads. If you lose your shirt, you can wash a few dishes up in the new hotel. Clean horse shite off the racetrack and breathe in the natural smell. We'll make the place a total disgrace, we'll trash every piece of green. But as long as we're making money, sure isn't that the Irish dream. From Gowran Park to Monaco, Barack to David Norris. I never thought I'd live to see a casino built in Boris. Oh yeah, take her down now. So hello to my Vegas, Boris has to go. How many cute whores are laughing, we'll never really know. Those bankers and developers that cause us so much pain, for some strange unknown reason are about to build again. Did Namo donate the door, the door? Did Namo donate the door? Did Namo donate the door, the door? Did Namo donate the door? Did Namo donate, did Namo donate, did Namo donate the door? Did Namo donate, did Namo donate, did Namo donate the door? Oh, Gowran Park to Monaco, Barack to David Norris. I never thought I'd see the day a casino built in Boris. We'll make the place a total disgrace, trash every piece of green. But sure, as long as it's making money, sure isn't that, isn't that the Irish dream? The Irish? Oh, God almighty, the Irish dream. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a nightmare. Huh?
How are you doing? Welcome along to Wait Till You Hear This with me, Tom Hick. How's things? On this week's show, news, weather, loose change and ice cream. But first, it's the ads.
For a few million euro, I'd work 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, 15 months a year, 50 years of my life. I'd pay all my bills and taxes, however ridiculous they may be. For a few million euros, I'd pull down my trousers in public and let the establishment do me from behind while I'm in a shop, in a queue, standing waiting to buy a lottery ticket, trying to win a few million euros.
Why try that hard to become a millionaire when you can just stay in Dublin Castle for 15 years while Tommy Joe Soap foots the bill? Don't try harder. Tribunal. The jackpot was 250 million. It could have been you, but it wasn't.
Thank you. Now, the biggest charity event in the history of the state is in full swing and volunteers at the Household Charge-a-thon are hopeful that they'll reach their target. Celebrity TD Phil the Hulk Hogan is trying to wrestle the last few bob out of everyone.
Make no mistake, I'm gonna make you pay!
Jesus. Here's Desi with the weather.
Ah, no, I'm after spilling a 99 on the front side of the car. Ah, jeez.
Thanks, Desi. Anyways, the Mahon Tribunal is finally over and some questions have been answered, but we still don't know. Who is Mahon like? Who is he?
Just this week, it all came to an end. And it nearly drove us around the bend. As the limousines finally left Dublin Castle.
Don't know if we believe them, it's time for them to go. What they really found out, we're never gonna know. But since 1997, we've been paying through the nose for Mahon.
Mahon, how the f*** is Mahon?
Doesn't matter if you're working or if you're on the dole. All your money got sucked up into a legal hole. For 15 long years, we gave our heart and soul to Mahon.
Mahon, who the f*** is Mahon?
We don't care about politics, double dealers, dirty tricks. Thinking about it all just makes us sick. We don't give a damn what they do. And the thing that really makes me blue is why it took so long to tell us what we already knew.
Don't we believe them, it's time for them to go. What they really found out, we're never gonna know. But since 1997, we've been paying through the nose for Mahon. Mahon! Who the f*** Mahon?
Since 1997, I'm paying through the nose for Mahon.
The first week of May, which is summertime for humans, but it's the start of a new year for hurlers, and that's why I'm here on a patch of gravel off the M7 with none other than hurling legend TJ Social Network Fenlon, or the Tweet, as he's better known. Tell me, the Tweet, how did you spend your time off?
Well, Brian, like most hurlers, I needed rest and recuperation in a nice quiet place where I wouldn't be bothered, like, so I found myself a spot where I could lie down and go to sleep in the middle of a field.
And where was that?
The National League.
Indeed, no better place for a snooze. And how did you know it was time to surface, TJ?
Oh, when the cattle started licking me helmet thinking I was Winterfield, I knew it was time to make an appearance for the championship.
And speaking of intervention beef, what do you think about Holland being the president of France?
Well, I suppose it caused a lot of confusion there in the Eurozone championship, all right, Brian. It was a bit like when Offaly got to two finals there in 1981. Sure, no one knew what was going on at all, do you know what I mean? Like, but credit to Holland and France for amalgamating. They surely put it up to the Germans, who in fairness are very strong come September. Between ourselves, credit where credit is due, like.
Well, that makes about as much sense as giving your last fiver to the Greek Prime Minister to put on ours. But I'm not going to argue with you, seeing as you're standing there wearing nothing but the fiscal treaty information pamphlet and a wind chime. Tell me, TJ, how do you think the referendum will go on Friday 3 weeks?
It's hard to say, and sure, even if it was easy to say, it's not for me to say. But at the end of the day, like, it's not about me.
But is it a yes or is it a no, do you think, TJ?
That's your less than 90 billion euro question, Brian. And us hurlers don't have the technology for definite answers. So, Joe, we leave that to the Germans. Having said that, like, it could go anywhere in the day. Like, you know, the yes men have been training hard all winter, but I'm sure the no lads will be out to prove them wrong. So it's all to play for it. I'm sure it'll go to a replay. And if we keep our heads down and say nothing, sure, we'll sneak in the back door like we always do, pretending we don't know what's going on and all. Do you know what I mean? You have to give us credit for that now.
Speaking of never-ending credit, what do you think of the new Chinatown in the Midlands?
Well, the dogs in the street know that the Chinese have produced year in year out going back to the Ming years, right up to the time when Mao was chairman of the Chinese County Board. And hats off to them for making that loan, Tullamore and Mullingar, the talk of Shanghai. And I think they deserve great credit for spotting the initials of them towns as ATM, so they weren't long on turning it into a cash machine. And I think they deserve great credit for that when all is said and done, like.
Indeed, China has a fabulous economy, and it's also the second most populous landmass on the planet. But how do you think they're going to integrate at local level with the youth championship, TJ?
Sure, look, Brian, our games is all about the youth, and it doesn't matter where they're from, like what colour or creed or code they are. Sure, we're all equal in the eyes of Lee McCarthy. But having said that, my heart does be going out to them Chinese kids. They'll be opening up their presents at Christmas and seeing them in big letters at the bottom, made in that loan. You know what I mean? It's a disappointment, but I'm sure they'll be back next year.
Well, TJ, I must say, talking to you is a revelation. It's like trying to count how many soft summer breezes there are inside a gale force 10 wind. But that's all we have time for. Tune in next week. I'll be talking French with a shish kebab.
Get down, Beyonce.
Mitchell, Gallagher, Davis, Higgins, McGuinness, Norris, and Dana. Yes, Dana, the Magnificent Seven. They're going to defend the land.
Hey, we are poor people, but we are struggling to feed our family. What can you do for us, Magnificent Seven?
Michael D. Higgins as Steve McQueen.
I will rise and go now. Go to Innisfree.
9 rows will I have there, and a hive for the honeybee. Senor Higgins, your poetry is beautiful and it makes us weep, but we don't have time for that now.
Shawnee Gallagher as Yul Brynner.
You know what? I think it's time to put this country to work, so it is.
Hey, Shawnee, we are not that desperate. We need somebody tough like Jack Norris.
Well, I thought you'd never ask. My dear boys, what you need is...
Yes?
All you have to do is...
Yes?
Is allow me to write a letter on your behalf.
No, no, no. You will get us into trouble.
Now, if you listen to me, you won't go wrong, because I am so boring that I just make you all forget everything and just close your eyes and watch me be able to make it through before you make me.
Oh my God, he is so boring.
The Magnificent Seven could not agree on anything.
Sir, the Maria Martinez McInnes, we don't understand. You are one of the Magnificent Seven?
That is correct. If you just let me finish this contract...
But you are a bandito, no?
I am not.
Yes, you are.
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 I am not.
Also starring Mary Davis as Mary Davis and Rosemary Scallions as the American. The Magnificent Seven is a story of distracting an entire nation from things that are really happening. It's more of a pantomime.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
And now, from Hospital Records, comes a collection of old favourites as Minister for Trad and Plasters, James Jimmy O'Rahilly, goes back into the past to give us a glimpse of the future.
Well, how? Do you do, old Willie and MacBride? I'll be taking this bed from beneath your backside. I'll leave you to rest on a chair in the hall. Just like the health service, you're up again to all.
Ho, ho, nothing warms the cockles of a weak heart like a long journey in the middle of the night in an ambulance. But there's always a song to keep you warm.
It's a long way to another A&E. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to another A&E. What you're wearing, can ye go?
This collection is full of old Irish airs, and the minister is also full of old air. Sit back and listen as he emulates other Egypts that went before.
Procrastination once again. Procrastination once again. Oh, while the system is abused, we scratch our heads and look confused. Procrastination once again.
Oh, brilliant Gullair, and no better man than Shimasin to sing a rebel song.
As a poor old lady falls, I heard a baby bawling.
Hey, Riley! You idiot!
She screamed, Riley, you have taken A&E away.
You won't get away with this, I'm telling you!
Shall we owe a fortune to the ECB?
I don't give a thing about that!
We might have to sell the HSE.
Oh, same old story!
But by God, I live to fight another day.
Oh, typical politician!
Everybody now. Some more lies as the ambulance roars by.
So there you have it. Hospital Records, in association with the HSE, brings you the same old tunes. Available in all centres of excellence, miles away from you.
I close down another wing, so you're going to have to bring your family to a hospital far away.
Who will be president? We're still in the dark. Who will be resident up in Phoenix Park? Will he be gay or former IRA or reading poetry to you? All kinds of candidates represent you. Norris doesn't really know if he's in or out. Dana and Mary D are still in with a shout. And there's our friend from Dragon's Den, there's a Nordy or two. All kinds of presidents just waiting to represent you. Strange times, crazy times, what will people do? I'll be safe, been driven round by the good old boys in blue. Chancers, romancers, so full of shite, want to hide away for 7 years. It's just not right. Just a figurehead in a fancy bed in a house by the zoo. But all these shenanigans are funded by you. Double time, triple time, and expenses too. Sure you can't put a price on the service we do for you. Who will be Uchteron? Who'll end this fuss? Who will rest their lazy arse up in the or us? Will they be gay or former IRA or reading poetry to you? All kinds of presidents are waiting for you. All kinds of presidents, all funded by you.